The final 7 episodes of Ozark dropped on Netflix, and fans are excited to see how the Byrd family drama ends.
Joining us live on Skype is WTOP entertainment reporter Jason Fraley. Hey, Jason. January's mid-season finale ended with a shocking cliffhanger. Is it too wild of a guess to say that's where we pick up?
Yeah, exactly. We'll all remember Ruth shouting, "If you're going to stop me, you're going to have to bleep and kill me." It was a goosebump kind of moment. So, yes, we pick up right there. And, you know, we're not going to spoil anything, but we pick up basically with, you know, she was going to seek revenge for her, you know, her cousin Wyatt, trying to track down the gunman. We won't spoil what happens, but there are ramifications on the cartel in Mexico and in the Byrd family back in Missouri. And that's been sort of the joy of this final season is realizing just how far Ruth has come from, you know, sort of the trailer park beginnings. And, you know, it sort of reminds me of Jesse Pinkman at the end of Breaking Bad, you know, where, you know, sort of the family screw up there that we're rooting to break free and sort of, you know, find a new life. That's sort of where we are.
You know, Jason Bateman and Laura Linney are so good as Marty and Wendy. Do they shine in this year, the final episodes?
Yeah. They've both been great. And we always knew Laura Linney was a great actor, dramatic actor. But Jason Bateman has always been underrated. We think of him as, you know, as a comedic actor, but he's really, really shown his dramatic side. And they're both, what's cool here in these final episodes, they're both starting to crack a little bit. They're feeling the pressure, not only from the drug business, but also there's a bit of a, you know, custody battle sort of thing going on with their kids, Jonah and Charlotte, with Wendy's dad, you know, played by John Boy from The Waltons. We'll remember him. But he's coming in and starting to worry about his grandkids. So there's a bit of a tension there. I'm personally rooting for Bateman to finally stand up to Linney. He's always been sort of a bit of a pushover, and our allegiances with her have sort of, you know, we sort of hated her at first by what she did in the pilot to Bateman, but then she sort of grew on us a little bit and, you know, appreciated her a little bit. But lately she crossed the line a couple scenes ago, sort of like the Michael whacking Fredo. You can't really come back for, she's sort of irredeemable here now.
All right, let's jump to the end, which we know you're not going to spoil, but are you guessing many of us will be pleased, or is it going to be something controversial ending with an overplayed Journey song?
Nice Sopranos reference there, Brennan. So Netflix has placed the finale episode under embargo till Monday, so I literally can't talk about it. And so I've purposely haven't watched I've watched it all except the very last episode. I'm probably going to watch it tonight. I will say that, you know, as of the penultimate episode, as of the second to last episode, which is the last I've seen, we still haven't gotten closure on that Byrd family car crash that opened the final season back in January. So we've all sort of been waiting with bated breath to find out what happens with that. I assume it'll wrap back around to that in the finale this weekend. So I don't know if they'll die in the crash, all of them, or if some of them will be dangling upside down in their seatbelts, you know, crawling out on the highway kind of a thing. Maybe, you know, to your Sopranos reference, Brennan, maybe it'll be, you know, they're hanging there, you know, almost on their last legs, and maybe one of the characters, maybe the kids will pinch the parents' noses, sort of the opposite of what Tony Soprano did to Christopher Moltisanti. who knows?
But that would blow my mind.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much.
All right,
look forward to it. That's WTOP entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.